Some more pieces fell into place in the primary puzzle. Last night in Ohio, in one of the most important Senate races in the country, former car salesman and Trump pick Bernie Moreno won the Republican primary, promptly calling his November rival, longtime incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown, an old commie, and predicting Brown would try to run away from his liberal record and President Biden.
If Joe Biden enters Ohio, Sherrod Brown's going to fly out of here like a scared cat, right?
Ohio has been shifting into the Republican column, and the winner of this race could tip the balance of power in the Senate. There were other puzzle parts, too. Let's bring in Nathan Gonzalez, editor and publisher of Inside Elections. Nathan, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So Moreno had the backing of former President Trump, won handily over other Republicans, including one who had the backing of Ohio's Republican establishment. So what do you read there?
Well, this is still Trump's Republican Party. I think we knew that coming in, and this confirmed it. What I think it's lost in this a little bit is that the other candidates weren't running as anti-Trump candidates. Now, Senator Brown has a very tough general election.
Well, but, you know, yes, we know that Donald Trump is pretty much, you know, in control of the Republican Party at this point. But we'd also heard in this case, Democrats were supporting Moreno. They paid for ads tying him to Trump, telling voters how conservative he was, because they thought that he was the worst candidate and a better one to face Sherrod Brown in November. So now some are worrying that maybe Democrats haven't learned the adage, be careful what you wish for. But what do you see in that technique and that hope?
Well, I think some Democrats thought that Matt Dolan, who wasn't as explicitly pro-Trump, would have broader appeal and would be more of a challenge to Senator Brown. But I think Moreno is going to be difficult as well. He's going to be a better challenger than who Sherrod Brown faced in 2018. He faced former Congressman Jim Renacci. The party abandoned Renacci, the nominee, last time around. The party this time, the Republican Party, is going to be all in on this Ohio race. And as you mentioned, Ohio has been shifting even more toward Republicans since the last time Senator Brown is on the ballot.
Well, this morning Politico called Sherrod Brown the most Trump-like Democrat. And I rush to say, because they said he's a populist, a nationalist, and a protectionist in a state that's hemorrhaged manufacturing jobs.
Yeah, Brown would say that he was populist and blue-collar before Trump was anywhere on the political scene. The challenge for Brown is that we have an increasingly polarized electorate. We see a high correlation between how a state votes for president and how it votes for the Senate. And former President Trump is going to win Ohio, even if he doesn't win the presidential election. So Brown is going to need crossover voters from the presidential ticket at a time when there just isn't an appetite for that bipartisanship or that split ticket dynamic.
Okay. Well, you were also watching a Republican primary for a House seat in the Toledo area. Trump-backed Derek Marin won. He faces Democrat Marcy Kaptur, the longest-serving woman in the history of Congress. The House is also narrowly divided. So is this race a toss-up at this point?
We still have Congresswoman Kaptur with a narrow advantage. This is a difficult race. This is the type of race that Republicans should be winning if they are holding on to their majority, but they have to prove that they can get it done.
Yeah. You were watching a House race in Southern Illinois. This was Trump-backed Mike Bost, who won his primary, over Darren Bailey, who was endorsed by the conservative firebrand and Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. What do you see here? Matt Gaetz standing up to Trump and a Trump appointee and losing.
Well, this was a fascinating race because Mike Bost came to Congress a decade ago with a reputation of being an outsider and a bomb thrower. He ended up becoming more of an actual legislator. Bailey tried to blur the lines with who Trump was actually endorsing because Trump endorsed Bailey in his governor's race. But this was a win for, I guess, Trump and the Republican establishment, and a loss for people like Matt Gaetz and the House Freedom Caucus.
Yeah. By the way, yes, Biden and Trump were both on the ballots, both won their primaries yesterday. No surprise there. But which do you think should look more at warning signs? Is it Trump with Republicans who keep voting for Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis? Or the uncommitted votes, people who are angry with Biden for his Middle East policy?
I think Biden, there is more softness in the Democratic Party around Biden right now. I think the primary is the time to voice concern or dissatisfaction with your nominee and really not have an impact on the general election. But when we get to November, I think partisanship will prevail and both parties, the bases of both parties will turn out for their nominee.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, there are many more primaries to come, and you and others are going to be watching to see if pro-Israel money is going to affect the race of some progressive House Democrats at that time. We'll keep an eye on that. Nathan Gonzalez, editor and publisher of Inside Elections, thank you.
Thank you for having me.